I want to read to you from Luke, the 5th chapter, 1 through 7. Luke 5. Beginning at the first verse, 5th chapter of Luke. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the draught." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sail. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Jesus Christ was on the shore of the lake, teaching the peoples, Lake Gennesaret, Sea of Galilee, whatever you want to call it. But as he was there, he was teaching the peoples of the goodness of God. And the people began to press on him. So many of the people that were there listening to hear him speak and teach the word of God, that they made it a little difficult for him to speak to them that they could all hear. So he looked about and he saw two ships there that were empty. There wasn't anybody on. All the crew had left the ships and they were out washing their nets, cleaning up, getting ready for the next day fishing. And caught a thing. So Christ entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. And as he entered into this ship, he said, "Thrust out just a little." As he knew that, whether you know it or not, I don't know if you ever noticed it or not, but if you're on a still lake and somebody's out there in a fishing boat, they can be talking in a low voice, and you on the shore can hear every word they say. It seems that the water carries the sound. Christ knew this. He was using a natural amphitheater here to speak to a large crowd that was on the shore. So he sat in the boat. Now, this is the first time I can ever remember of hearing of Christ sitting down and teaching. Well, as he was teaching these that were on the shore, he taught them of the word of God, and they listened and they heard. But then after he was done, he asked Simon, he says, "Thrust out into the deep. You've heard the message. You've heard the word of God. You've heard it spoken. And now it's time to move. It's time to act." He told Simon, or asked him, he said, "Thrust out into the deep." Wow. What a statement. What if Christ were to ask each and every one of us, which he has asked us time and time again, to thrust out into the deep? Oh, it's easy to come into church and to sit in the pews on the surface and to do all the things that we normally do that becomes a ritual that we can come in and we can spend our hour, get up and leave. But we have never, ever reached the depths that Christ wanted us to reach.
Amen.
We have not. He asked Simon Peter, he says, launch out into the deep. Well, he was going to prove to Simon just exactly what it means to listen to what Christ has to say and to act upon it and to do it. He asked Simon to launch out into the deep. And he said to Simon, when they had done this, he said, cast your nets out on the sea. Well, think about it a minute. They had fished all night and had caught nothing. He said, Lord, he said, we've fished all night. Never caught a thing. Never had anything. What's the use? Makes no sense to go out here again and do the same thing all over. We did that all night. There's just no fish out here. They're not there. But nevertheless, he said, but nevertheless, what you ask me to do, I'll do it. Yes. What you ask me to do, I'll do it. That is so important. He knew Jesus Christ. And he knew the power he had. He knew what was going on here because he was talking. He had done just told them all about God. Now, whether he identified himself exactly as the Son of God, I don't know. But Peter knew it. Simon Peter knew it. So he said, nevertheless, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Wow. How many times has God spoke to us individually, each one of us, asked us to do something, and we said, Lord, I've done that, I've done it. Yes, he might ask you to go down the road here to visit somebody, a neighbor, or this or that or the other, and invite them to church. Lord, I've invited them forever, all the time. I've done it all night long. Yes, he said, time and time and time again, I've invited these people to come to church and to join in the family of God. I've asked them, and it didn't do no good. It just did water run off their back. There was no fish in the bag. Simon told Christ, there's no fish out there. We're telling God, what you used to ask these people? They're not going to come anyhow. They just laugh at us. Yeah. What's the use? He said, we've done it all our life. We've fished all night. Caught nothing. Yes. We've invited, we've asked, we've put up signs, we've done all these things. Lord, we've been all through all of that and it got us nothing. Look at our congregation today going down, down, down. Even the ones of our church and getting discouraged. But he said, nevertheless, whatever you ask me to do, I'll do it. If we could just say in our heart, Lord, whatever it takes. Yeah, that was the song we was listening to coming down the river. Whatever it takes, Lord, that I'll be willing to do. That's one of the songs that the choir is going to sing in the cantata. Whatever it takes, Lord, that I'll be willing to do. Can we truly say within us, Lord, whatever it takes, that's what I'll be willing to do. He said, let your nets down. Yeah. God, imagine Peter when he was getting these nets. I don't know how it worked. A lot of times they swing them out in a big old circle and they waded down like that to talk. Whatever was under them, they trapped them underneath there, and they draw the strings closed, and they pull them in. And I imagine the Simon's throwing that out and says, all right, oh Lord, I'll do it, but hey, I don't expect nothing. I don't think anything's going to happen this. So he threw out them old nets out into the sea, and they hit the water, and they begin to sink. And what happened? Well, when he drew that, he was amazed. Because that net was so full of fish that it began to break the net. so full of peace, just like you and I. If we would be obedient as Peter was, we may not understand what's going on. We may not think that we have much influence. But wouldn't it be wonderful to go out to do what God has told us to do and bring back a net full? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could see our net so full they begin to break? Wouldn't it be wonderful to see this pew so full that we had to put out some chairs? Wouldn't it be wonderful? And through the obedience of what God asks us to do, you'll see it. But no other way. If we say, Lord, no, I'll feast all night and I'm not going to do it. There's no reason for me to do it. I don't believe it's going to happen. Yeah, what's the use of me to throw that net out there and get into the dry old ocean and there's nothing in there and pull in an empty net and there's nothing in it but seaweed? What's the use of me to do it? That's exactly the attitude we take. Exactly. We say, no, Lord, there's no use. But Simon was wise. He said, nevertheless, whatever you ask me to do, I'll do it. Yes. And he threw out the nets. And when he pulled them in, there was so many fish in there, he couldn't pull them in by himself. The crew that he had on the ship, they couldn't pull them in. So many fishes in there. So he beckoned his neighbor. The ones in another ship close by. We need help. We've got more than we can handle. We need help. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have to call upon other peoples to come in and help us because we had too many peoples? We had too much that God was blessing us too much. We can't handle it all. We're going to have to build bigger. We're going to have to do something. We can't handle it all. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Yeah. Yes. And they brought them in and they filled both ships to the point that they were about to sink. Yes. You and I get discouraged. We think a lot of times, what's the use? There's no use of going on. Peter, when they brought these ships in, when Christ came upon the scene, when he was standing there upon the shore, he saw two ships that were empty. He saw two ships. Didn't have a thing in them. They were cleaning their nets. They had an empty house, folks. They were cleaning the pews. They were cleaning the floor. They was getting ready for another day, hoping that tomorrow will be better. Yeah. Instead of depending upon Jesus, yes, he could have said, no, Lord, there's no use. There's no use for me to go out there and throw a net out on the sea and to pull it in. My nets are clean. They've been put away for the day. They're ready for tomorrow. Yeah. You want me to go out, throw them out there and get more trash in them? Then I'll have to do this all over again. That's our attitude. That's exactly the way we feel when it comes to inviting our friends and neighbors into church that don't go to church, and sometimes it's even within our own families, we fail to make the point. Yes, we say, what's the use? But when Christ came upon the scene, and he says, launch out into the deep. Yeah. Launch out into the deep. Service doesn't get it. Surface? No. We've got to beat the bushes. We've got to reach out and touch. We've got to go further than we have been going. We've got to do more than we've ever done. If we're going to see people saved, well, what do they do with those fishies? What do they do? Those fishies fed a lot of people. Matter of fact, when they went back to shore, Jesus said, have you any meat? He says, bring of the fishing that you just caught, and they did eat. Can you imagine how many people that there is right around this community, right around what we all rub elbows with every day. Can you imagine how many of those people are starving to death? And I'm not talking about the food that you see on the table every day. I'm talking about that spiritual food that feeds the soul that is not there. No physical food. Because they will accept what God has for them. Yes. He said, "Launch out into the deep. Catch your nets. Catch the fish. And enjoy the rewards." It doesn't make any difference who we are, what we are. Every one of us has a message to give. Every one of us. If we would just be obedient. How many times has it crossed your mind, "I think I'll just leave the church. I think I'll just give up. I think I'll just stay home. What's the use?" It seems the more we do, the more we did. How many times has it crossed your mind? Yes. And then you realize, "No, Lord, it's not me. But whatever you say, I want to do it." Whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I am willing to do. I love that song. And if we would just put that within our heart, whatever it takes, that's what I want to do. But you know, as long as we say, "I've done it. What can I do? I've done all that. There's no need. It's useless. I've asked. I've done this. I've done that. I've done all these kind of things. Didn't get me anywhere." But that one time, when we can look and we can say, "Lord, nevertheless, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it." Then you'll see the nets filled to a point of breaking. That net broke. For the weight of the fishes. Because Jesus Christ had not been crucified, resurrected from the dead. Later on, the same thing happened. They threw out their nets. And they filled them up to the full, but the nets did not break. Because Jesus Christ paid the price that you and I can be saved. He paid the debt for us. The net will not break. It will not break. It may be so full that it's overflowing and we can't get it shut. We may have to put out chairs. But praise the Lord, the net will not break. Father, we thank you. We praise you. And we ask, Lord, that you would just look upon us, O God, as needy little humble creatures. And Lord, we don't even know what we need ourselves. We don't know what to do. But Lord, we do ask that you will lead us and guide us. And Lord, after we have heard the word, that we listen now, Lord, to what you would have us to do. To launch out into the deep and cast our nets because the drought is there. We ask you, Father, to help us that we might be able, Lord, just in some small way to contribute to someone's faith that they might be saved. Help us, Lord, to help someone along the way. Thank you, Jesus.